This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. That didn't take long. Yesterday at this time, we were telling you about the Patriots and Bill Belichick parting ways. Patriots have their new head coach, Gerard Mayo. No need to go through a lengthy hiring process. According to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, they established a firm contractual succession plan in a prior contract and communicated that to the NFL. So Gerard Mayo takes over. It was in his contract that he was going to take over for Bill Belichick. Did Bill Belichick know that it was in Gerard Mayo's contract that he was going to succeed Bill Belichick? Also, you normally don't hire the coach and then hire a GM because Bill Belichick's been that GM. I'm curious about that as we move forward with the Patriots. Welcome to the show. It's a Meat Friday. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Traegers are fired up. Italian beef sandwiches today and waffle fries. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All righty. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. This first hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. See the full lineup of Hankook tires, special offers, and ask about mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up here. First hour, good morning. Those watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app. And coming up, our good buddy Ross Tucker will stop by, and Big Mike Golick will join us coming up as well. Plan your weekend accordingly. Saturday, Browns, Texans, Dolphins, Chiefs. Sunday, Steelers, Bills, Packers, Cowboys, Rams, Lions. And yes, there is a Monday night game, the Eagles at the Buccaneers. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Seton, let's start off with a poll question today.
Oh my gosh, we got so many poll questions today, I don't even know where to start. You want to start with, how about this, Paul or Todd?
Who I need to get rid of?
Yes, who are you firing today? Surprise!
All right. I get to eat first, right?
You do.
Okay.
Paulie, was a good run.
We had a hell of a run.
Yeah, because I think you could take it.
Yeah.
I can't fire
Tom. The only thing that could be more surprising over after the last 24 hours was you firing people here today.
We would do a press conference like Belichick and crap. Yes. I would do like 4 minutes, thank a few people, no emotion whatsoever, and then I'd hand it off to you.
There you go.
Yeah, they wrapped it up in about 10 minutes there. And I think it was a total of 10 minutes when Robert Kraft, Mr. Kraft, those in the business like to call him, and Bill Belichick. An entire career. That's, you know, Bill, why don't you talk a little bit, and then Robert, you talk a little bit, and then we'll wrap it up there. That's it. There's no farewell tour. There's none of that. But if you're Belichick, I'll go back to the interview I did with Tom Brady at the Super Bowl when the Patriots lost to the Eagles. And prior to that game, during the week, I got a chance to sit down with Brady for about 20 minutes. And at one point, I asked him, I said, do you ever see you and Bill Belichick getting together when this is all said and done and you're going to open up the scrapbook? And he looked at me and he paused and he goes, no. He like, no, that'll never happen. Now, could it happen? Sure. But at the time, you know, Tom was saying that's not what he does. He doesn't open up the scrapbook and reminisce. And probably is not going to be comfortable doing that anytime soon because he's on to his next job. And that's the Patriots were on to their next coach. Belichick is on to his next job. And that's why it was 10 minutes. Let's kind of go through the motions here. Nobody's asking any questions. We say nice things about each other. So we've had a couple of these here where Seattle with Pete Carroll, kind of nice. And, you know, hey, we're going to keep you in the franchise maybe and an advisor, even though he still wanted to coach. Mike Vrabel, that was not the case. By the way, what's more surprising? Gerard Mayo got the job or Mike Vrabel didn't get the job? I don't even know if they talked to Mike Vrabel. Well, why would they talk to Mike Vrabel if it's in Gerard Mayo's contract? He's getting the job when Bill Belichick moves on. Yeah, Paulie.
Diana Rossini, NFL reporter, said they interviewed nobody. They talked to nobody. It was Gerard Mayo. They talked to no other candidates, including Vrabel.
Yeah. So that was a little bit surprising that you're not even talking to him. But then why would you talk to him if it's already in Gerard Mayo's contract there? All right. What else do we have poll question-wise there?
Well, why don't we start here then? We'll start looking at some games maybe. How about biggest trap game this weekend?
Ooh, trap.
There's a couple of tricky matchups this weekend.
Trap game?
Yes. That could have further implications that would lead to a second poll.
Ooh.
But Packers at Cowboys, that might be a trickier game.
Well, the result could be really tricky. If the Cowboys would happen to lose.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I don't know if Mike McCarthy can survive that. So I got a quarterback who is getting his first full season on the road, and they go into Dallas to win his first playoff game. Dallas undefeated at home, a different team at home. DraftKings has you favored by 7.5. Yeah, that one's tough. Feels like there'd be fallout with that. What about Buffalo against Pittsburgh? If Buffalo loses at home, they're a double-digit favorite. Weather's going to be an issue there.
Steelers don't care about weather.
No, they don't. They're the Steelers.
They don't care.
No, they don't. Any other trap games here?
How about the Eagles-Bucks? Ruh-roh.
Well, it still comes down to this. If you are going to fire your coach, who are you hiring? You know, that New England knew what they were doing. They had Gerard Mayo, and they, you know, had no other question marks. He's been in the organization. He played for the Patriots, and he had been there as an assistant coach. And they're, you know, judging from the fallout here from a lot of people, a lot of players, current and former players, they made the right call. And I said that yesterday. If you're going to replace Bill Belichick, are you bringing in somebody? The only other name you could bring in, I think, that people would go, okay, he's ready for that job, was Mike Vrabel, because he was a Patriot, went back there, got honored by the Patriots during the season. But Gerard Mayo, to me, was, now we realize it's a rebuild. And now we have a young coach, I think he's 37, and you're going to have a rookie coach, and you're probably going to have a rookie quarterback in there. Let's grow together. Mike Vrabel's going in, and all of a sudden my expectation level was a lot higher. With Gerard Mayo, I think everybody realizes now you have a rebuild here. It'll take a little bit of time. Instead of Vrabel's coming in, we expect to be in the playoffs. Now, they can say that publicly they expect to be in the playoffs. I think realistically, they know that they got a two-year rebuild here to try to figure this out. Buffalo's still going to be good. Miami's still going to be good. The Jets might figure this out. New England's got to keep pace with them. But Gerard Mayo, I like the call. The defense has been really good for the Patriots. Really good. Consistent. Now the question is, what are you going to do at the quarterbacking position? Yes, Eden.
It's funny, but like Paul was just saying off air, the current coaches are becoming more fireable based on who's currently available to coach. Like Bill Belichick being theoretically available to coach now makes somebody, well, maybe we do get rid of him.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's somebody who really loves Mike Vrabel and they're like, ah, absolutely, I'd take him.
Yeah, I would think that there are a couple of coaches that probably could exhale a month ago who can exhale now if they happen to lose. And Mike McCarthy, could you imagine if Mike McCarthy loses this game? And I think you have to do this what if, because we're seeing the possibilities of coaches being fired or they move on, and now you have Mike Vrabel out there, you have Pete Carroll out there, and you have Bill Belichick out there. We've never had this before. We'll never have coaches with this kind of resume all available at the same time. Just not going to. And you got an 81-year-old owner in Dallas. I don't think he would hesitate in pulling the trigger here and bring in Bill Belichick. Dan Quinn probably leaving the Cowboys. Maybe, you know, he goes back to Seattle as their head coach. But there are openings. But there's certain openings where you go, Pete Carroll in Carolina. Pete Carolina. See what I did with that?
Okay.
See what, Tom?
Very nice, very nice.
See what I did with that? Atlanta with Bill Belichick, which I still, I can't process that. It's just like, that's weird. You got the Chargers job. And then, you know, if Philly loses in Tampa, even though they're favored, do you pull the trigger on a coach who took you to the Super Bowl the previous year? And then you have Dallas. I mean, there are a couple of interesting situations here where you have to, and Buffalo. Buffalo, they righted the ship because there was a moment in time where we thought, uh-oh, they're not even going to make the playoffs. But a first-round exit, double-digit favorite at home? Yes, yes, Marvin.
If Dallas loses, will you be surprised if Mike McCarthy keeps his job?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Jerry was patient to a fault, but I think he kept coaches like Jason Garrett, because Jerry was able to, in being fair to Jason, manipulate. Maybe he was more of a head coach than he would have been with somebody else who had a bigger personality. But, you know, Jerry's the GM, he's the owner, and he's the guy who does all the interviews, and he's the coach. In his mind, he's probably the de facto coach. Like, you know, I'm going to answer for everything, personnel decision, everything. He's involved in that. And I think, you know, given Mike McCarthy, I think Jerry probably still feels that, hey, I can massage the situation here. Until if you don't win, then does he go back to a big personality? I think we've waited for that. If you're a Cowboy fan, like Jimmy Johnson was a big personality. Bill Parcells, a big personality. But then Jerry shied away from that. And even Mike McCarthy is not a big personality. He's got a very good resume. But Jerry, would he make that move? I think you factor in the talent on the roster, Jerry's age, and I think that he would probably bring in a new shiny object. Yes, Eaton.
And Mike McCarthy's sort of perpetually been on the hot seat. I don't know that his seat has ever necessarily cooled all that much since he got there.
Well, also, if he's the reason why you lose, if there's a late game decision, clock management, and we've already seen this in previous postseason games for them, that, yeah, I think so. I don't know about Buffalo, because it felt like, okay, Sean McDermott may be on the hot seat to, nope, everything's good. Now they're playing well. You don't want to, you know, face them in the playoffs, but you're favored by 10 points at home against Pittsburgh. With the weather a factor, but a factor that's positive probably for Buffalo to be playing at home. Although they've talked about moving that game to Cleveland. Now, I'm trying to understand this because the NFL did deny it, but there was a rumor in Pittsburgh, not a report, that the NFL was considering moving that game from Buffalo because of the weather to Cleveland. And if you look at the mileage between the two cities, it's less than 200 miles from Buffalo to Cleveland, Pittsburgh to Cleveland. But what about the Buffalo fans who have tickets to the game who are then driving in a snowstorm, which to me doesn't make any sense? A team can get in there. I got 60, 70,000 fans. You know, now they're going to go to Cleveland? How are they getting to Cleveland? And shouldn't we be concerned about the fans as well? Yeah, Marvin.
And if the Bills lose, I could just hear Bills fans now. We lost the home game to Mason Rudolph and no TJ Watt.
Yes. You're right about that. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Any other poll questions there, Seton?
I got one more game to kick around.
Okay.
If you want.
Okay. Is this a trap game?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be. I just can't tell who the trap is being set on. Rams at Lions. That's a doozy of a game right there.
More pressure on Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford? Lions at home, favored by 3. Matthew Stafford coming back. First playoff game at home in over, what, 3 decades? Fans probably wanting to show up in Matthew Stafford Lions jerseys. Jared Goff trying to rid Detroit of the memory of Matthew Stafford as he leads them to the promised land. Yes, Eden.
I don't know if Matthew Stafford has pressure on him any longer.
Okay.
I think it's been completely alleviated.
Okay.
It worked.
Okay.
Yeah, I left, got a ring. Sorry, I couldn't do it here, though.
Okay. Does anybody think Matthew Stafford has pressure on him going back to Detroit? Paulie?
Pressure on him not to lay an egg. If he lays an egg, the people who say that he had one great season have a lot of ammunition.
Yeah.
It's just more of an, I guess it's more of an opportunity for Goff. I mean, a huge opportunity for Goff.
I thought Stafford was a compiler up until he won.
Total compiler.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had a million great seasons. They just never won anything.
Million yards.
Not
actually a million.
Just shy.
I don't know if it's an update on the Alabama coaching situation, but I have some, let's see, circumstantial evidence. How about that? I'll have that for you coming up. Just getting started here. Yeah, I know. Well, I was told yesterday that they would not be on this job search for a long period of time, that probably by the weekend Alabama would have its new head coach. So I'll have the updated information on their coaching search for you. That'll be coming up next year, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. as a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. So if you're just joining us, Patriots have hired Gerard Mayo, former player, assistant coach. It was in his contract that he would succeed Bill Belichick. Now, we've been talking about the Alabama job. Kalen DeBoer is the Washington head coach. He was going to be on KJR in Washington. That's the home of UW Athletics, their football team, their flagship radio station. And he was going to be on a radio show this morning, but he won't be joining them. They are rescheduling the interview soon. Now, he has been the leading candidate for Alabama, at least one of the names that have surfaced as one of the leading candidates. Very successful everywhere he's gone. And I did reach out to a college source here this morning, said that DeBoer is a great coach, but hasn't recruited in the SEC, but probably is on the short list of names for Alabama. Mike Norvell of Florida State is on there as well. Tommy Reese, who's the offensive coordinator, his name is surfaced at Alabama as a head coaching candidate as well. Now, there's two ways to look at this for this news with Kalen DeBoer. When coaches have a successful year, they use that year as leverage. That happens all the time. This could be a situation where the head coach is saying to the University of Washington, hey, how about a new contract here? How about maybe I get upgraded here to the pay level of some of these coaches I'm competing against? Or maybe he is going to be the next head coach at Alabama. But this is what happens every year. Every year at this time, coach is thinking about, his name gets leaked out. Hey, I could leave. Oh, we got to make sure that, you know, we sign him up for long term. So either way, I wouldn't be surprised if it's Kalen DeBoer renegotiates his contract, signs an extension with UW, or he's the next head coach at Alabama. But I think from what I was told yesterday by a source, Alabama is going to wrap this up by the weekend. At least that's what my source said. And they have an idea. Quinn Ewers just returned to Texas because I was asking about Steve Sarkisian. It said Sark will use this as leverage, but probably stay at Texas because Texas has more money than anybody. Quinn Ewers is coming back. Although I did wonder, if you're Arch Manning, how do you think he took that news? Quinn Ewers coming back and you're still there at Texas? You're going to have to be a backup there for another year? But I would imagine that Sark, at least from what I'm told, is going to stay at Texas. Now, people have thrown out a lot of different names. But it's just, you know, we're speculating here. As far as an actual report, don't have that right now. It's all speculation. But, you know, I'm trying to get information from people, just like the same person who told me that everybody went into that 4 o'clock meeting the other day and Saban walked in and nobody knew that he was going to retire. Because earlier in the day, Saban had been interviewing coaching candidates to coach the wide receivers. And then all of a sudden, they go into this meeting with coach, and they think it's kind of an exit interview type of thing. And all of a sudden, they realize that he's going to retire. Their AD is on the road recruiting for a head coach, from what I'm told. And the question is, how many candidates are you going to have, and how quickly do they wrap this up? Yeah, Paul.
You want to play a quick game, Dan?
Sure.
The Kalen DeBoer game. It's also known as contract extension or he gone. Do we have music for that, Marv?
Mm.
We're going to play contract extension or he gone. Kalen DeBoer of Washington canceled a radio appearance this morning.
Okay.
Does that mean he's signing a new deal with Washington or he gone? I'm going to go to you last, Dan.
Okay.
Marvin Prince.
Contract extension.
All right.
Seat.
Gone.
Ooh. Ooh.
Pritzington.
Getting a new deal with the Huskies.
I will say new deal as well. Dan?
I'm going to say new deal as well. I'm going to say new deal as well. Well, Seton might have sources here. Who knows?
Hey, you know what? Could be a new deal too.
Yeah, it could be.
Who knows?
Well, it's one or the other.
Let's report that both are happening.
Yeah. We're going to give you a new deal.
My sources are telling me right now,
one
of two options is going to happen here. Okay?
And thank you, Jimmy Jimerson.
Kalen DeBoer will either go to Alabama as the next head coach, replacing Nick Saban, or he will sign a very lucrative contract extension to remain the Huskies head coach.
All right.
It was a very successful year for them.
All right. Thank you. That's Jimmy Jimerson, our insider. Yes, Paul.
If you're the Washington head coach, great year. It may not happen every year. You're going to the Big Ten. If you were offered the Alabama job, what would you do?
I would take it.
Once in a lifetime, right?
Yep. I would take it. Yeah. Washington going into the Big Ten. No, you had a great year, but you're losing your quarterback. You're losing your wide receivers. I would take the Alabama job. Because I don't know if Alabama calls again. You know, how often is Alabama going to open up here? But I would take that job. But I don't, I mean, we had him on earlier in the year. I know that he started out at small schools, but, you know, he's won every place that he's gone. Did a wonderful job with UW. But Alabama's calling, that's different. There's probably a handful of schools where if they call, you answer. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan. I guess, is USC still in there in that mix? Yes, Marvin?
Yeah, because Lincoln Riley left Oklahoma for USC.
Yeah, okay. Clemson? Probably not. Maybe not anymore. Yeah, so there's a handful. I'm probably leaving out, one or two here. Yes, Pauline.
It's just wild. There's this agent named Jimmy Sexton. He represents half of the, I think more than half of the SEC coaches.
Yeah.
He represents DeBoer. It's almost like he's the matchmaker because he could just, have one of his clients be talked to by another school and gets his client a raise. It's like a power broker that people don't know.
I did ask if Nick Saban's going to be involved in the coaching search. And from what I was told, that he will be, but to what extent? I think that might be where, hey, coach, what do you think of? And he acknowledges one way or another. But I don't know if he's going to be actively working the phones or being on the, the corporate jet going out there to meet people. Yeah, Paul.
There's this great video yesterday Alabama put out of Nick Saban and, thanks, coach, all this stuff. And they showed his office. And his office looks like what you would think Nick Saban's. There's trophies everywhere. There's pictures of him with presidents and everything. And someone on social media suggested they keep Nick Saban's office intact forever, like Graceland. And fans could come visit. And when they take a tour of the facility and take a tour of the stadium, you can visit Nick Saban's office. And it's exactly like he left it the day he left.
I don't know how many tours they have there in Alabama going through the athletic department there.
I think fans would sign up.
Oh, they would.
That's a moneymaker.
But if I'm Alabama, no. You don't want, Jimmy Lipper and his, brother traipsing through with a six-pack in their backpack.
Like Graceland.
No. Well, Graceland, I understand that. But
okay, who's...
Alabama's more hallowed ground than... Graceland.
There you go. I was going to say, who's bigger, Saban or Elvis?
Ooh.
It's a discussion.
Ooh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Saban's later work.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Brent in Alabama. Hey, Brent. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Yeah, just my question is, and I'd love to get y'all's feedback, is how much does Jim Harbaugh in Michigan put that open role potentially play in throwing a wrench into the whole Alabama search? Because like you said, Nick Saban, an hour before practice or before meeting, he decided that he was going to retire. It doesn't make sense that somebody like Nick Saban would decide to retire without at least a plan A of an exit strategy. And, you know, my personal opinion is I think he was hoping that Stark would come. I think that was his preferred replacement. And we all know, you know, and I don't really blame Stark for staying, you know, in Texas if that was the case. But I just don't see Nick Saban quitting without at least an exit strategy. And then, but now something has happened to where the wheels are evidently falling off. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of scrambling in Tuscaloosa from what I hear. And I don't see them. I don't think Kalen DeBoer was really, I mean, yes, he's a good coach, or, you know, but he's still kind of unproven. And with recruiting, I don't think he's their preferred replacement. I wonder if the potential opening for the Michigan job is throwing a wrench in this. And
well, Michigan, if Jim Harbaugh leaves, Michigan is going to promote from within. At least it appears that way. I don't think that throws a monkey wrench into Alabama's hiring. I mean, Michigan's not hiring Florida State's Mike Norvell. You know, Sark's not a candidate for that job. Lane Kiffin's not. You know, these are coaches, like specific coaches for a specific job. Now, Kalen DeBoer, that might be different if you're looking at somebody to bring in. You know, Michigan loves to hire a Michigan guy, and I would think they would promote from within. Alabama probably wants to hire an Alabama guy, somebody with ties there. But once again, it's all speculation. All I can tell you is the information that I got with Saban yesterday and even this morning with what they're thinking of doing, or at least they're hoping to do. And one thing I was told is they're going to wrap this up quickly. Here's Reese Davis sitting down with Nick Saban and talking about retirement.
I was told yesterday you were interviewing staff members, potential staff members. Were you going back and forth even up to yesterday before you made the decision about whether you were actually going to do this?
Yeah, I was. It was a hard decision. Look, I love coaching. I love the relationships with the players. The thing that made it more difficult for me is I felt like it might be the right time for me, but how it impacted the players, the coaches, all the people who work here in the building and contributed to the success of the team, you know, how would it affect them? You know, that was the hard part. And that was the part that, you know, I kept vacillating on back and forth till I was on the phone. We had a meeting at 4 o'clock. I was 3:55. I was sitting in my chair looking at the clock saying, you got 5 minutes to decide which speech you're going to give. And I was actually talking to Miss Terry right up until that time. So it was a difficult decision because it impacts and influences, you know, the lives of so many people.
Miss Terry is his wife. So that confirms what I told you, that he was interviewing coaching candidates earlier in the day. And they go into that meeting at 4 o'clock and nobody knew what was going to happen. He didn't know 5 minutes prior to going in there, what speech am I giving? Is it an exit, you know, for the season, or is it an exit for my career? Wild. Wild. But my source said this, that, you know, nobody knew. And that Nick wanted it that way. But back to, you know, our caller called in from Alabama saying, you know, would Saban do that? Would he kind of just leave them high and dry? I guess it appears that way. You know, there was no succession plan. At least it feels that way. Now, Tommy Reese is the offensive coordinator. He just got there. He was at Notre Dame, former quarterback at Notre Dame. His name has surfaced as one of the leading candidates, from what I'm told. And then you're going to have a couple of outliers there. You know, it's Lane Kiffin, Steve Sarkisian. You know, you don't want to whiff. You want to make sure when you hire somebody, they're taking the job. Because it's Alabama. But you know, they're going to have a variety of coaches with, variety of resumes as well here. You get somebody younger. You get somebody who's proven, somebody who's been a head coach. You know, Gerard Mayo took over for Bill Belichick. He's never been a head coach. You know, does Tommy Rees get it? He hasn't been a head coach. Do you bring somebody in who has, you know, quite the resume? I was told being able to recruit in the SEC is really important for this job. It seems obvious, but that's when somebody said, what about Kalen DeBoer? And that's my source said, well, he hasn't recruited in the SEC. And there's something different about recruiting in the SEC. By the way, did you see where Florida State got dinged by the NCAA for name, image, and likeness? I didn't think anybody could screw up name, image, and likeness.
It's like getting a speeding ticket on the Autobahn.
Yeah, like what's going on?
It's just kind of funny.
It's like, if you give kids money, you still have to report that you're giving them money with name, image, and likeness. And now they can't use name, image, and likeness for a year with recruits at Florida State. Is that right? And the NCAA, how did he get to the NCAA's desk? That's what I want to know.
You know how?
How?
Complaining that you got ripped off and saying everybody sucks for a few weeks.
So you think that
No, I'm not.
Florida State's attitude after missing out on the playoffs?
No. It's just unfortunate timing for them. Yes, it is. Very unfortunate timing.
So you lose your quarterback, you lose the opportunity for a Final Four appearance, you go through the motions in the bowl game and lose by 60.
You're buying your way out of your conference because we're too big for this place.
Yes. How do you win 13 games? How do you go undefeated and have a bad year? Florida State had a bad year.
We should have gone 7-7.
Right? Yeah. They went undefeated in the regular season and had a bad year. And then they want us to respect the ACC while they don't respect the ACC. And then North Carolina's going to want out and Clemson's going to want out. I mean, oh, my God. Just when you think you've seen it all. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day coming up and more phone calls as well. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us, and Big Mike Golic will stop by as well, back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Into Hardaway with four, three up the right side, two, and one to the hash mark. Let's it go. He hits the capper to a spectacular first quarter for the Mavericks. A 44-point explosion.
That's courtesy of the Mavericks Radio Network, Tim Hardaway Jr. He finished with 32 points. He has 27 career games of 30 or more. His father had 62 30-point games in his NBA career. That's your play of the day, brought to you by Panini. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all. Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Told you yesterday, if you signed up for the newsletter, you were going to get the information first. If you want to join us at the Fountain Blue in Las Vegas, Monday through Friday at the Super Bowl, and we have some tickets available, but some of the days are already filling up. Friday might be closed because we have sold out on. Now, once again, they're free tickets, but the availability Friday might be done. Some of the other days are limited. By the way, when we posted that we were going to do our show at the Fountain Blue, do you know who liked our post?
The Fountain Blue Resort and Hotel in Vegas?
They liked it.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, Seton.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé? He might have, but no. Paulie?
Man, it felt Justin like Timberlake. I saw him at the Fountain Blue opening night.
Not Justin Timberlake.
Oh, you know who he was with that night?
Who?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady liked our...
No, he did. He's like our best friend right now.
Yeah. Tom Brady liked our post that we were going to be at the Fountain Blue.
6 to midnight.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe Todd, we reach out to Tom Brady, see if he wants to join us.
Yeah.
Yes, Marvin.
So Justin Timberlake, Kim Kardashian, and Tom Brady are all coming to hang out with us?
I don't know about that. I don't want to promise.
On the same floor, you said?
I don't know that. I just know that Tom Brady liked on Instagram, I believe, that we were going out to the Fountain Blue for the show. Yes, Paul.
Now, this is a brand new place. Are we going to be like an Alito deck, poolside? Are we going to wear cabana wear? What's the score here?
We're going to be poolside.
Fire.
Yes. So the Fountain Blue, brand new, gorgeous, and... we're going to be out there. They're hosting us. Yes, Todd?
Our first show is in a little over 3 weeks, 24 days to be exact. We have enough time to get in pool shape. Probably not me, but the other guys can get to the look that they're looking for.
Well, it depends on what the pool looks like. If you want to get in pool shape, like if, you know, it's like oblong or something.
The shape of an actual
pool. Yeah. Oh, you were talking about.
Yeah,
oh.
I'm talking about like our figures.
It twisted his words.
I did. Yeah. Pool shape.
Our body shape.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
We're going to be broadcasting from the Oasis pool deck.
Is that what it is?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So if you would like, if you go to danpatrick.com, tickets available. We'll have it on social media as well. But we wanted to give those who have signed up for the newsletter the first chance to be able to join us.
So Justin Timberlake,
Kim Kardashian,
Tom Brady.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. Couple of phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's happy Meat Friday. Thanks for taking my call. Todd, you might want to stay away from the Italian beef sandwiches. If I'm looking at it correctly, that might stand for IBS. So maybe not too many from you. Also, hey, I know that we've been talking about the coaching carousel in the NFL. I know that a lot of rubber bouquets are going out there for, you know, Bill Belichick. I don't know if he connects with the younger players. I think some of it's passed him by. I think he's great with X's and O's. All of his defensive players are standing up for him. But I don't think Justin Herbert's raising hand like, oh, yeah, bring Bill Belichick after what happened to Mac Jones. That was great. So I don't know if he's that sought after. Maybe Dallas. But if you look at some of the OCs that can't be talked to right now in the playoffs, there are some really good ones. And for my Carolina Panthers, I know that they've asked to interview Ben Johnson from Detroit, that offensive coordinator. And I think a sneaky good one is going to be the Houston Texans offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick. He was with the 2013 Washington, then Redskins staff that had a whole slew of them, Sean McVay and LaFleur and Shanahan.
We got it. Anything else?
Yeah, actually, I do have a stat from the NBA last night.
Okay.
We did mention the 44-point first quarter by the Dallas Mavericks, but I don't know if you noticed the OKC Thunder beating the Blazers by 62 points. That tied the fifth largest margin of victory in NBA history, and OKC knows about big wins and big losses because they are part of the largest margin of victory on the other side in a loss when they lost to Memphis 152-79 for a 73-point deficit back on 12-2 of 2021.
All right.
Ooh! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I warned you, start of the season, you want to jump on the bandwagon. OKC, come on in. Seat's still available, and I'll still let you on board if you'd like to, because OKC, they are here. They are here to stay. Let's see. Heath in Huntington Beach. Hi, Heath. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, I just had a question as far as the Mayo hiring. How do the Patriots get away with that in regards of working with the Rooney rule?
Well, this was there's a loophole here. Do you have the official wording on that? I forget if it was Ian Rappaport or Tom Curran who talked about this, but they apparently did not have to hire or interview minority candidates here. Let me see if they established a firm contractual succession plan in a prior contract and communicated that to the NFL. So the NFL was aware of this, and maybe it's not fair to say it's a loophole because they hired the guy they wanted to hire. I mentioned that Kalen DeBoer was unavailable for an interview this morning at a radio station in Washington, the flagship for UW football, KJR. Apparently, he is meeting with the athletic director in person, and they are hoping that they can reach a deal soon on a contract extension. That's the information we have right now.
No, that the station is hoping that they can reach a deal soon.
The station with the coach?
The tweet that I sent you was from the radio station that we had just been talking
KJR.
About. KJR. Right?
Yeah.
And the coach is meeting with the AD.
Yes.
The station is hoping that they can reach a deal soon.
Not reporting. They're just reporting that he couldn't make the interview because of a meeting with the
right. They're just saying the reason that he wasn't there is because he's meeting with the AD in person.
But the deal that they're reaching is that between the coach and the radio station?
There is no deal.
There is no deal.
There is no deal. The station is hoping that they reach a deal soon so they could keep their coach.
Oh, okay. So they're just wishful.
It's wishful,
right. Reporting. Okay.
But what they're saying is the reason coach wasn't there for the interview today was because he's meeting with the AD in person.
Okay.
Exit interview?
Contract extension?
One or the other.
Yes.
Someone's getting paid today.
Somebody's getting hired by Alabama by Saturday, I think. Ross Tucker's going to join us coming up. And Big Mike Golic will stop by as well on this Meet Friday. More phone calls coming up. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.